Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com for a chance to win a pair of tickets in the Amoroso Suite when the Eagles take on the Buffalo Bills at Lincoln Financial Field. Time now for the moment you've been waiting for all week. It's Glenn Macnow's three bold predictions. He's been wrong for the first 2 weeks.
All right.
We've all been wrong. But we've all been wrong for the first 2 weeks. Yeah, now we're going to change the mojo here. What do you got for us?
You're going to love the first one.
Okay.
And I think the first one could really help this team. This is going to be the week that the Eagles get Darren Sproles involved early and often. You remember last year, Sproles' first game with the Eagles against Jacksonville got 15 touches, and he was great. I think given the way the rest of the offense is going, you'd get it to Sproles early. You isolate him on the linebackers. He's somebody they really can't cover. And I'll just give you this stat. Through the first two games, Darren Sproles averaging 8.5 yards a touch. The other backs, 2.8. It's easy.
And what's so unusual, 12 touches in week one against the Falcons, only 5 against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know the number of plays were down, but you really want to get Darren Sproles involved as much as you can. We talked about it last year. His touches went down, teams double-teaming him. So electric in the punt return game. And that's really where I want to see Darren pick things up here. In the return game, special teams.
That one's coming. That one's coming.
Yeah, they're coming. Wait, so we've got more from Glenn Macnow.
With that one.
Well, please, take control.
All right, we're going to go out of order then. I'll go to the next one. This is the game where special teams makes a big play. It was such a huge part of their success last year. 7 touchdowns on special teams. This year, it's fairly been a disaster through the first two games, mostly the block punt. The Eagles will make a big play on special teams, perhaps Darren Sproles in the punt return. The Jets kicker Foles does not get it into the end zone all the time. This is their chance to make a big special teams play. So change the momentum.
Basically, what you're saying is Darren Sproles, number 43, here's your football game. Go out and win it. And why not? Eagles need a spark, some spark, any spark. Go out and win a game, and it could be one of those days. We've talked about the odd history of the Eagles and the Jets. Could be one of those games where the special teams make the difference, like they did so often in 2014.
There you go. All right. Bold prediction number 3. Here you go. This one you're not going to like so much. And maybe it's not that bold, but the Eagles are going to turn the ball over 3 times, I think, which is going to make it tough to climb out and win. The Jets defense has 9 turnovers. Jets overall, 10 turnovers in the first 2 games. Sam Bradford has not been doing a good job. He's been turning the ball over. I can't really foresee that change. As I see 3 turnovers in Dave, that means the Eagles defense is going to have to get that ball back.
Yeah, the Jets have done just a great job taking the football away, and the Eagles haven't been as secure with the football as they want. It's always an emphasis. We talked about it all of 2014, and I agree with Glenn. It could come down to the turnover differential. The Eagles simply cannot give the football away to the New York Jets and set up an offense that's only so-so with favorable field position.
By the way, Dave, 2 more bold predictions coming up on the kickoff show. I've been working all week on this. I think this week I'm going to be 5 for 5.
Okay, good. Well, as long as they lead to an Eagles victory, we're all happy here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Those are the bold predictions. When we return to Eagles 360, we've got a lot more for you. Mike Quick and Ike Reese breaking down Malcolm Jenkins, who's off to a very fine start. But next, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. How concerned is he with the Eagles 0-2?